In this session, we are looking at three words every wedding minister needs: character, competence, and confirmation. A person may have a warm personality. A person may speak well in public. A person may love weddings. A person may even have ordination credentials. But wedding ministry requires more than opportunity. It requires character, competence, and confirmation. Let's begin with character. A wedding minister represents Christ in a sacred moment. The bride and groom are preparing to enter marriage. Families are watching. Friends are listening. The church's witness may be on display. The minister's words, tone, preparation, and integrity matter. In 1 Timothy 4:12 Webb, Paul writes, "Let no man despise your youth, but be an example to those who believe, in word, in your way of life, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity." This passage is especially important for younger ministers and youth ministers who may be invited into wedding ministry. Notice what Paul does not say. He does not say, demand authority. He says, be an example. Be an example in speech. Be an example in conduct. Be an example in love. Be an example in spirit, faith, and purity. That is character. A wedding minister must not use weddings for ego, attention, control, or personal platform building. The minister must serve the bride and groom with humility. The minister must honor the covenant, respect the family, work wisely with the church, and take civil responsibilities seriously. Now, consider competence. Competence means the minister is prepared. The minister understands the Christian meaning of marriage. The minister knows how to lead a ceremony. The minister can explain vows, rings, blessing, and pronouncement. The minister can guide premarriage conversations without pretending to be a licensed counselor. The minister can identify red flags. The minister can verify civil requirements. The minister can keep records. The minister can communicate clearly with couples. In 2 Timothy 2:15 Webb, Paul says, "Give diligence to present yourself approved by God, a workman who doesn't need to be ashamed, properly handling the word of truth." Wedding ministers must handle Scripture carefully. They must not use the Bible as decoration. Scripture should shape the meaning of the ceremony and the ministry. Competence also means knowing your limits. A faithful wedding minister knows when to officiate, when to provide spiritual care, when to coach, when to slow down, and when to refer. Then comes confirmation. Calling is personal, but it should not remain isolated. In Acts 13:3 Webb, after prayer and fasting, the church laid hands on Barnabas and Saul and sent them. Ministry calling was recognized in community. For a wedding minister, confirmation may come through Christian Leaders Institute training, Christian Leaders Alliance ordination, local endorsement, a senior pastor conversation, a soul center structure, mentoring, church leadership, or wise Christian counsel. If you serve inside a local church, do not begin wedding ministry independently. Speak with your senior pastor or appropriate church leadership. A better posture is not, "I got ordained, so I am going to start doing weddings." A better posture is, "Pastor, I sense a possible calling to strengthen our church's marriage ministry. I would like your guidance, oversight, and wisdom." That humble approach builds trust. A wedding minister also needs confirmation from the couple's situation. Not every request is automatically a yes. The couple's readiness, honesty, freedom, faith understanding, family situation, and civil requirements all matter. Character asks, "Am I spiritually trustworthy?" Competence asks, "Am I prepared to serve well?" Confirmation asks, "Has this calling been recognized wisely?" When these three work together, wedding ministry becomes more than ceremony performance. It becomes covenant service. So as you continue this course, do not merely ask, "Can I officiate a wedding?" Ask, "Am I becoming the kind of minister who can serve the bride, groom, covenant, ceremony, family, and marriage under Christ?" That is the path of the trusted wedding minister.